A man in a white and silver spacesuit is rubbing a broom-shaped paintbrush on the side of a metal spaceship. From a distance, it transpires that the astronaut is painting a tiny corner square in the middle of an enormous F, which forms part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. The hexagonal spacecraft is soaring through the never-ending night sky, which is dotted with twinkling white stars far, far away. The intricate contours of Red Dwarf's exterior are highlighted as it passes overhead, ducts, antenna, and space machinery, with a funnel-shaped thruster glowing brightly at the rear. Thanks for the memory, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Holly materializes.
Three million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, Dave Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate. And a creature who evolved from the ship's cat. Message out. Additional. Supplies are plentiful. We have enough food and drink to last 30,000 years. Although we have run out of shaken back. Additional. Last week, we found a planet with a breathable atmosphere.
Red Dwarf hangs in the sky above a dark, craggy planet where the shuttle has landed. In a crater below the little blue craft, Lister is playing electric guitar enthusiastically. Robot arms are playing a keyboard, and Rimmer is dancing in a hologrammatic projection cage.
We're grooving tonight. Ahead, groove back to five. Yeah!
Holly headbangs in a TV set.
Hang on, everybody, hang on!
The sausages are done.
It's the business, isn't it? It's nice to get out once in a while, stretch your cables.
I can't understand it. I've had so much to drink and it hasn't even afflicted me. I'm not in the least.
Oh, yeah, why are you dancing then?
You call that dancing? I've seen people on fire move better than that.
We better be going. The moons will be setting in a bit.
Oh, okay then. A toast. Gentlemen and scutters, we are gathered here today to celebrate the anniversary of Mr. Arnold Rimmer's death.
Right on, baby.
And for this very special occasion, I have baked a cake.
What's that, then?
It's in the shape of a spanner, Holly, because he was a technician.
Oh, that's very apt, that is. If it had been a postman, you'd have baked it in the shape of an envelope, I suppose.
Yeah.
Gordon Bennett's lucky he's not a gynecologist.
Happy death day to you. Happy death day to you. Happy death day.
They all drunkenly sing beneath a red glow.
Happy death day to you.
Later, they're in the shuttle with Lister at the controls. It powers into action, and as Lister presses some buttons, it clumsily takes off. The shuttle sways.
Are you sure you're all right to drive?
Yes!
Rimmer's half asleep while Lister is doing a jigsaw.
What time is it?
Saturday.
Is that the best you can do?
There are some numbers next to it, but they could be anything.
Do you know what I fancy right now?
A big fat woman with thighs the size of a hippo's.
No. I want a triple fried egg butty with chili sauce and chutney.
Rimmer pulls a face.
Me too.
Well, no problem then. Nothing's too good for the death day, boy.
Correct.
Hall. Hall.
Ollie's wearing a nightcap.
Hall, give us something to eat.
You what? I'm jiggered, man.
Oh, come on, you don't sleep.
Of course I do. I've got to offline. I can't keep up my full tilt, full power, red hot maximum pace all the time. I've got to take the odd breather, haven't I?
I want a triple fried egg sandwich with...
chilli sauce and chutney.
You what?
It's a state of the art, Sarnie.
It's a state of the floor I'm worried about. All right, OK.
The sandwich appears.
Trust me.
Rimmer drunkenly bites into the triple-decker snack. A smile crosses his face, followed by a look of deep unease.
I feel like I'm having a baby.
It's good, isn't it?
It's incredible. Where did you get the recipe from?
I can't remember. I think it was a book on bacteriological warfare.
It's like a cross between food and bowel surgery.
It's well naughty. The trouble is you've got to eat it before the bread dissolves.
I could never invent a sandwich like this, Lister. You see, all the ingredients are wrong. The fried eggs, wrong. The chutney, wrong. The chili sauce, all wrong. But put them together, and somehow it works. It becomes right. It's you. This sandwich, Lister, is you.
What are you saying to me, Rimmer?
You're wrong, right? All your ingredients are wrong. You're slobby. You've got no sense of discipline. You're the only man ever to get his money back from the odor eater people. But people like you, don't you see? That's why you're a fried egg chili chutney sandwich. Now me, all the ingredients are right. I'm disciplined, I'm organized, I'm dedicated to my career, I've always got a pen. Result, total smeghead despised by everyone except the ship's parrot. And that's only because we haven't got one. Why is that?
Well, I suppose it's because you are a total smeghead.
But I'm not. I'm a nice guy. I'm a goodie.
No, remember, see, the trouble is you've never got time for people. You're too busy trying to be successful. It's all midnight revision and up the ziggur, lickety split.
I have got time for people. What about all the time I spent licking up to Todd Hunter, even though he was a total gimp? I went out of my way to simp around him.
Remember, that's not having time for people.
Do you know how many times in my entire life I made love?
No, I don't want to know.
I want to tell you.
I don't want to know.
No, but I want to tell you.
But I don't want to know.
I want to tell you. I am going to tell you.
Listen, Rimmer, if you tell me right, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll have your hangover and you'll feel like death and you'll walk up to the mirror and you'll look in the mirror and you'll remember and you'll go, ah! See, it's not worth it. I don't want to know. And believe me, you don't want to tell me.
What?
Smeg!
One time only.
Don't tell me this, Rimmer. You'll want to kill yourself in the morning.
Yvonne Magruder. A single brief liaison with the ship's female boxing champion. March the 16th, 7:31 p.m. to 7:43 p.m.
Please.
12 minutes.
Please?
And that includes the time it took to eat the pizza.
Please, Rimmer.
In my entire life, I have spent more time being sick.
So, I mean, you haven't met the right girl, yeah?
No, I haven't, Lister. I haven't met the right girl. And some just might say, given the fact that the human race no longer exists, coupled with the fact that I have passed on, some just might say that I'm leaving it a little bit on the late side.
Well, you made a decision, didn't you? I mean, you chose your career over your personal life.
Yes, I did. I did, didn't I? Pearls of wisdom there from Mr. Fried Egg Chili Chutney Sandwich Face. Well, I'll tell you something, Lister. I'll tell you something. I traded all in. All of it. My pips, my long service medals, my swimming certificates, my telescope, my shoe trees. I'd trade everything in to be loved and to have been loved.
I'm a little lamb. Maybe I could really be good with someone to watch over me.
That was gonna be our song.
But I never found anyone to share it with. So now it's just my song.
Another bit of sky. It's a star.
The Red Dwarf cruises through space. In his bunk, Lister is fast asleep with an empty bottle in his hand. In the bed beneath, Rimmer wakes with a start and does some swift star jumps. Something occurs to him, and he remembers being drunk in the hologrammatic cage. Shrugging it off, he continues with his exercise, but then remembers eating the sandwich and eventually holding up one finger when talking to Lister. He bites his fist.
Ah, my foot! I must have gone to sleep on it.
Car, you were really putting it away last night, Lister. You really fell for my joke, didn't you?
God, it's agony.
That Magruder gag. Fancy falling for that, eh?
I'll give you my telescope, anything. Please, God, don't tell anyone.
Lister has a cast on his leg.
Have you done that?
When did you do that?
I didn't. I just went to bed and I've woken up with this.
When did you finish the jigsaw?
I didn't.
Oi, who's been messing with my star charts? Here I am trying to do the comprehensive, nay, definitive A to Z of the entire universe, with street names, post offices and little steeples and everything, and some git's been fiddling with it.
It's not us.
OK, which one of you chimpanzees did this?
Look, there's a perfectly logical explanation for everything, with the possible exception of little Jimmy Osmond.
Who?
Hang on, today's Sunday, right?
So?
Well, this clock says Thursday, and that clock says Thursday.
And my foot says, get the person who did this to my foot.
Four pages have been torn out of my diary.
Somehow we've lost the last 4 days.
Did you look behind the fridge? If you lose something, it's nearly always there.
Aliens!
What? What are you talking about, Greystain?
It's a well-documented phenomenon. They kidnap you, give you a mind probe, erase your memory, and put you back.
Okay, aliens came aboard.
Without question.
They broke my leg?
For some reason.
They broke my leg?
Right.
And then they did a jigsaw?
Right.
Well, that's cleared that up then.
Look, you're not thinking alien. That's what aliens are, alien. They do alien things, things that are alien. Maybe this is the way they communicate.
What, breaking legs?
And doing jigsaws?
Why should they speak the way we do? They're aliens.
Okay, Professor, what does it mean?
Maybe... Okay. Breaking your leg hurts like hell, okay? Hell. They do it below the knee, low, hello. Get it? They do it twice to, hello to, and jigsaw must mean you, hello to you.
I wouldn't like to be around when one of these suckers is making a speech.
Hang on, the black box. Harley, the black box will have recorded everything, won't it?
Yeah. Hang on, I'll fish it out. It's gone. It's been half-inched. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. It gives off a signal. We can trace it.
The shuttle shudders through space.
That's the gearbox, man, I'm telling you.
Nothing yet.
This is impossible. It could be anywhere. It's like trying to find a fart in a jacuzzi.
Look! Down there, on that moon.
On the surface of a gloomy planet, Lister and Cat hobble along.
Are you getting a picture now?
Yeah, but the quality's terrible. It's like watching Spanish television.
Oh, my God!
What the hell is that? Holy...
Smegarama!
Holly, start the engines, warm her up, keep it ticking over, yeah? What is it?
It's a footprint the size of a surfboard.
I don't believe the size of these feet. Can you imagine the problems this guy must have trying to get fashionable shoes?
I wonder if it's true what they say about the size of your feet. I mean, if it is, this guy could probably go to a fancy dress party as a petrol pump.
I think you should come back.
There's more of them. They lead around this corner.
So a surfboard foot-sized monster came aboard, did a jigsaw, drained our memories, and broke a couple of legs. So what? Forgive and forget, is what I say.
This I don't believe. It's a gravestone. To the memory of Lisa Yates.
Who's Lisa Yates?
You're not going to believe this, but I used to go out with a girl called Lisa Yates. It's only shallow. The black box is buried in the grave.
They retrieve the box, then later on the shuttle take out a circuit board.
Right, it's loaded.
Well played, Sam.
Holly appears on a second screen.
Nice looking bloke.
I don't know if anyone will ever find this, but if they do, and it's you, Dave, or you, Arnold, don't ever play it. Some things are best left buried.
Why have you frozen him up?
You heard what he said. Knows what he's talking about, that dude.
Come on, Holly, from Saturday night.
Do you know how many times in my entire life I made love?
Yes, we all remember this bit. Spin on.
Kat and Lister mouth to each other, discussing how many women Rimmer has slept with. On the footage, Lister and Kat are walking through a service shaft.
This better be good. I was sleeping, and sleeping's my third favorite thing. Come wake me up this time. What is this place?
It's the hologram simulation suite. This is the room that creates Rimmer.
Have we come to blow this room up?
Those are his dreams and everything there. Look, that's what he's dreaming right at the moment.
He's tap dancing in his underwear, top hat and tails.
I'm gonna give Rimmer the best present he will ever get.
What are you doing?
I'm recording my memory.
Your entire memory?
Yeah, everything. Everywhere I've been, everything I've learned, my entire knowledge.
Right, that's it. I'm going to give Rimmer a love affair. I'm going to take 8 months out of my memory and I'm going to paste it into his. So everything that's happened to me, he's going to think happened to him.
You're going to give him one of your old girlfriends?
I'm going to give him Lisa Yates.
They watch as on the screen a young woman runs along, giggling.
God, I love you, Joe. I love you so much.
And I love you, Lisa.
A few minor adjustments.
God, I love you, Rimmer. I love you so much.
And I love you, Lisa.
Change the voice.
God, I love you, Rimmer. I love you so much.
And I love you, Lisa.
And that's it. And when he wakes up, he'll think all this happened to him.
Yeah, the whole 8 months. Man, that's a fine present. He was probably only expecting a tie.
In his bed, Rimmer dreams of a scruffier version of him in a Hawaiian shirt, quaffing lager and smoking a cigarette with his arm around Lisa. He wakes with a warm smile. On his way back to their quarters, Lister hears music and does a triumphant little jump. Rimmer is hugging himself.
You're in a good mood.
Why not, Lister, when life's so good?
Why is life so good?
You wouldn't understand, Lister. You've never been in love.
I have.
Oh, not real love, Lister. Not like I have. Not fireworks in the sky, from here to eternity, rolling naked on the beach kind of love. Not like me and Lisa.
So who's Lisa?
Never you mind, Lister. Someone who was absolutely nuts about me. That's all you need to know.
Fine, if you want to
keep it to yourself.
All I'm saying is, from now on, call me Tiger.
Ah! An old girlfriend, was she? Tiger.
What a crazy, crazy year that was. The first 3 months I was at Saturn Tech doing a maintenance course. Then for absolutely no reason, I suddenly moved to Liverpool. I drank too much, I smoked too much, I became a total slob. I met Lisa, of course. I even started to eat my own toenail clippings. My tastes in music radically changed. I stopped adoring Mantovani and got into Rastabilly Skank. Crazy.
Well, you know, you're in love, you go a bit crazy.
It was weird. I was absolutely nuts about her, but yet I started to treat her really badly.
No, you didn't.
I did. I started to give her some wishy-washy twaddle about not wanting to get tied down.
But you were young. You didn't want to settle down. You wanted to bum around and have a laugh.
But I hate bumming around and having a laugh.
But that's what you like when you're young.
But I wasn't like that when I was young. So why did I say those things?
I mean, she wanted you to have a career.
That's what I'd always dreamt of. So why did I finish it with her?
Because... you wanted to play the field.
That's right. I told her I wanted to play the field. I told her that? I must have been mad. She was great, and she thought I was great.
Yeah, man, you're right. You were mad.
She was a lover and a friend.
You're beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Great sense of humor.
Terrific.
The sex was fantastic.
Amazing sex.
Brilliant sex.
Oh, primo, dynamite sex.
Fantastic sex. Oh. Stupendous sex.
Lister.
The way she used that. Oh,
Lister.
The sex. Brilliant
Lister,
sex.
Lister, how do you know?
I'm just having a guess.
Kindly vote. No one will ever know how beautiful the relationship between me and Lisa Yates was.
How could you do this to me? It's the most heartbreakingly tragic thing it's ever been my misfortune to witness.
Popcorn?
Look, I'm sorry, man. I mean, obviously I thought I was doing you a favour.
What's all this got to do with jigsaws, broken legs and Godzilla-sized footprints, eh?
On the footage, Rimmer looks angry.
Right, Smegbrain, prepare to die.
Eh?
I found the letters.
What letters?
Don't give me what letters, the letters.
What letters?
You went out with Lisa Yates too. I found the letters she sent you.
Oh, Smeg.
All the time she was going out with me, she must have been seeing you as well, behind my back. And what is more, to pour salt into the wound, you used to take her to the exact same places I used to take her, and do the exact same things.
Rimmer, it's not what it looks like.
That woman is unbelievable. We spent a night in a hotel in Southport and made love 6 times. According to her letter, you were in the exact same hotel and you made love 6 times too.
Listen.
12 times a night? What is wrong with the woman? She's sex mad.
Listen.
It's a good job you were there. If I'd been there on my own, I would have been dead within a week. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, she loved me.
Listen. She wasn't going out with us both at the same time.
Come on, I've checked the dates.
She wasn't going out with you at all.
She didn't go out with me at all?
No, you've never even met her.
Is that the best you can do, Lister? That's below feeble.
I went down to the hologram simulation suite, and I gave you 8 months of my memory.
What?
It was a present.
You gave me 8 months of your memory as a present?
Yeah.
That's why I was an orphan, even though my parents were alive. That's why I had my appendix out twice.
I thought it was what you needed.
You destroyed me, Lister. The woman I loved most in the whole world didn't love me. She loved you.
Rimmer, listen. Smack!
Lister drops into a chair.
You should have bought him a tie.
Now Rimmer is on the observation deck, a platform enclosed in a gigantic glass globe. Lister climbs up to join him.
Come on, Rimmer, you've experienced love. It made you more confident, more secure.
It didn't happen. I never even met her.
It did happen.
I mean, you fell in love with her in a way I never did. She's yours now. Nothing can take that away from you.
That time she stuck her tongue down my ear. It wasn't my ear at all. It was your ear. The woman I love most in the whole world had her tongue down your ear. The most romantic thing I've ever had down my ear is a Johnson's baby bud.
Come on, as far as you're concerned, you had a love affair, right, which was wonderful, yeah? And for some reason that you can't understand, it all went hideously wrong. Well, so what? Join the club, bucko. It's just you, me, and everyone else in the world.
I don't want to feel like this anymore.
So you're in pain, yeah? I know, but remember, if you go through life without feeling, if you go through life never experiencing, you're no better than a jellyfish. You're no better than a bank manager.
I don't want this feeling anymore. I want my own memory back.
Okay. I'll erase the last 4 days. Lisa Yates will never have happened.
But you'll know about it.
Well, I'll erase my memory from Sunday too.
And the cats and Holly's.
Fine, if they agree.
What about the black box?
I'll destroy it.
It's indestructible.
Okay, I'll shoot it off into space.
Someone might find it.
Okay. We'll bury it on some planet, yeah?
Rimmer looks down at the black box in the earth, while Kat and Lister are carrying a headstone.
I'm gonna drop it! Put it down, man, put it down!
They drop it.
Why do you want a gravestone?
He said he just wanted something somewhere, you know? So it didn't, like, disappear.
Having created the large footprint, they drop the gravestone on their toes. The shuttle heads back up to Red Dwarf. Lister and Kat are now each wearing leg casts.
Okay. That's it. Let's go and erase our memories.
Lister places the last piece into the jigsaw.
Math set and your dartboard ready.
Join me with Kevin Bridges and Sally Phillips on the brand new series of Dara O'Brien School of Hard Sums.